Funny how these things work. The connections, the network, the whole thing. Anyhow, just when I got started with this micro podcasting, I met up with the guys from Japan Pod Show. They were doing their year-end video. I mentioned that in my early recordings. While I was there, having the video shot, I made an appearance as the king of podcasting, because I don't know if I've told you yet on this audio boo, but yeah, that's me, the king of podcasting. Anyhow, when I went to meet these guys at this big, fancy hotel on the other side of town, they had a cameraman, a guy shooting their video, a guy named Steve. Seemed like a pretty nice fella, pretty knowledgeable, and decent. And he's on the Twitter, so I've been following this Steve on the Twitter for a while. Last night he did a Twitter tweet about a job posting. I think the company name is Ogilvy. Now, I don't know Ogilvy from Adams Off Ox, nor do I know the contact person from Ogilvy, some dude named Cartlan or Cartman or Carson, I don't know. But it's an interesting looking job. The name of the job title is Social Media Coordinator. Now don't laugh. That's what it is. This Ogilvy office, through Mr. Cartman, or whatever his name is looking for a social media coordinator to head up the Shanghai office. That's in China. Remember China, everybody? The East is red. The sun rises and sets on Chairman Mao. Yeah. Now they got people setting up companies, setting up offices, wanting people to be a social media coordinator. Well, I'll try to track down the link to this job posting. Basically, they're looking for somebody who's been doing this kind of stuff for 5 years or more. Proven record of doing this sort of guerrilla or viral marketing. The ability to use the technology, understand the technology, lead a team, come up with an idea, present the idea, the whole ball of wax. You know how it is. Smoke and mirrors a little bit. But I'll never forget this quote I heard attributed to Orson Welles. You know, he had made a killing in the radio business. He was probably the most recognized voice on radio at the time. And they hired him to go out to California and direct a movie. His quote was from when he went to the RKO lot, that was the... And he said that he felt like a kid who had just been given the key to the candy store when he saw all of the stuff that he had to work with, all of the toys, all of the tools, all of the lights, all of the people, all of that energy and capital that went into creating the movies, the images. Well, unfortunately, Orson had some shortcomings. His appetites were perhaps a bit too large. His views a little too radical. He never had a chance to have the Hollywood career that he should have. Think of the films he could have made. But we can't dwell on the past. We got to look towards the future. So here's my my message of hope and inspiration to you as 2009 melts away and 2010 stares us in the face. Do you think you have what it takes? Can you be a social media coordinator? Head up the Shanghai office? Imagine the challenge. Imagine the possibilities. A whole new day is upon us. I think you should consider it. I think you should polish off your resume and send it in to Mr. Cartman over at Ogilvy. Tell him I sent you. Tell him Steve sent you too, because he posted the link in the first place. Then when you get it, let us know. We'll be so happy for you. All right, I gotta run. Got a lot of work to do today.
こちらは北京放送局です。